Squibb presents Academy Award. Every week, Squibb brings you Hollywood's finest. The great picture plays, the great actors and actresses, techniques and skills chosen from the honor roll, those who have won or been nominated for the famous Golden Oscar of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. And now, E.R. Squibb and Sons, manufacturing chemist to the medical profession since 1858, bring you a delightful comedy drama, One Sunday Afternoon. And as our star tonight, you will hear the distinguished actor Jimmy Stewart, who has twice been nominated as Best Actor of the Year, and in 1940, he won the Academy Award.
People, and of a small love affair, if any love affair can be small. And, well, it all ends up all right. Makes you wonder if it was so small after all, the things that happened one Sunday afternoon.
Makes that song sound better.
Dad?
Yes, there.
You want me to come out there?
You don't want to see my wife, do you, Sonny?
Yeah.
No, it's all right, honey. You just stay in there. It's all right.
Making all that racket? If I hear any more, I'll come out there and put you both out of the house.
All right, now get out of that dentist chair, Snappy. Who's the dentist around here? You or me?
Okay, Biff. You're the doctor. But it's comfortable.
I got a good notion to pull all your teeth out.
No, I'll get out.
Good old Snappy. Gee whiz, you remember when we were kids together? You remember Avery's Park way back
yeah,
then?
Yeah, it was you and me and Beansy Miller and Hugo Barnstead.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Hugo Barnstead.
And Virginia Brush was stuck on her.
Oh, no, it wasn't. No,
yes,
I wasn't.
Yes, you was, Biff. You was in love with her. And you used to sing in good old summertime.
Oh, I used to sing that song. But Virginia liked it.
She was a swell girl. Hugo stole her away and she was yours.
Yeah, Hugo was just a plain everyday skunk. I never liked him. I bet I could have married Virginia if it hadn't been for him. He stole her. That's an awful thing for a skunk to steal another man's girl, you know.
Oh? Huh? What? Oh, it's you, Dick over at the Majestic. Yeah, sure, Biff Grimes is here. I'll put him on. For you, Biff. It's Dick over at the Majestic Hotel.
Hello? Huh? It's Sunday. Never work on Sunday. Besides, Amy and I are going out for a walk. Huh? Well, I don't care if he's important. Biff Grimes is important, too. All right, so he's a bank president. Who? What? Hey, what'd you say his name was? Oh, Hugo Barnstead, huh? Send him right over. In the good old summer.
You're gonna pull Hugo's tooth?
Yeah.
Guess I'll be getting home.
Yeah, stay where you are. Come here. I'll do it. I'll get even. He stole Virginia from me, and that's not all. All right, come on, Hugo Barnstead, bank president, and get your tooth pulled. In the good old summertime, in the good old summertime.
Where's the dentist? Why, Biff Grimes. So you did become a dentist, huh?
Been a long time, Hugo.
Yeah? Must be 25 years.
Yeah.
Let's see, the last time I saw you was when we had that little trouble at the factory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, look, I got an awful toothache. I want gas, too, huh? Hey, look, right up here, see?
Oh,
hurts like the deuce.
I wanted to wait until I got over to Oakley, but Virginia, she's with me. And she said
all right, all right. Which one is it?
Just one. Is it?
Oh,
is
yeah.
it up there?
My assistant, Miss Robinson's off today, and Snappy Downer will take her place.
No, no, wait a minute.
All right.
Oh, Biff.
Oh, you remember Snappy Downer.
Uh-huh.
Now, I just want you to inhale deep.
Yeah. Okay.
Just deep as you can.
Uh-huh.
Inhale.
Uh-huh.
Just fill your lungs up. Are you getting any gas?
Uh-huh.
That's fine.
Inhale. I remember it all. Just like it was yesterday. I thought you were going to marry Virginia, but I fooled you. I fooled you.
Hugo Barnes. Well, I've got you right where I want you, you little crawling rat. Go on and breathe. Breathe. That's it. I remember Hugo Barnes. He had in Snyder's Garden. Yesterday, sure, it was yesterday. Avery's Park. And Amy in Virginia. He used to go over there. Yeah, I remember. Seems like yesterday. Only yesterday.
Girlfriend along.
Yes.
Huh? Well, I brought my boyfriend, too. How do you like him?
He's all right. Good as I guess he's all right.
Well, introduce me.
Oh, I'd like to introduce my boyfriend.
Really?
This is Biff Grimes. Biff, this is Virginia.
How do you do? How did you know my name was Virginia?
That's for you to find out, little girl. That's for you to find out. We men never tell anything we know. I guess we could tell a lot of things we wanted to, eh, Hugo?
You betcha.
You betcha, yes, sirree.
Yeah. What's your girlfriend's name?
Oh, I forgot. This is Miss Lind, Amy Lind. This is Mr. What did you say your last name was?
Barnstead.
My name's Grimes, Biff Grimes. Say, I used to know you, didn't I?
That's right.
Oh, let me think where it was.
John Marshall School.
John Marshall? Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You were a funny-looking little thing then, weren't you?
I always liked you, Biff. Amy. Jackson said that. Well, you could have waited. I'm sorry, Biff.
Oh, that's all right. I guess all the girls sort of slept on me in those days. Well, I guess an ice cream soda wouldn't be bad, eh?
Would you like an ice cream soda, Amy? I like the college ice.
Oh, that's swell. Say, Goldstein's got something new. I tried it last night. You'll rave about it. He says New York's going wild over it.
Yeah.
Yes, sirree.
What is it, Biff?
Well, he spreads nuts all over the ice cream.
Mm.
And we won't sit up at the counter either. Goldstein got chairs and back. He did it at my suggestion. You know, it gives the place sort of a sporty atmosphere. Just like New York. Well, come on, let's go. Say, I've had my eyes on you, Virginia. You can take the little girl, Hugo.
Oh, sure, Biff. Come on, Virginia, you're littler than Amy.
Oh,
Mr. Barnes. Hey, wait a minute here. Hey, what are you doing? Well, that guy has a nerve.
I don't mind if you take me, Mr. Grimes.
Huh? Oh, sure. Well, come on. Hey, Virginia, I'm sorry I got into that fight. Here we are at Snyder's Garden. You're sore already.
Hugo Barnstead wouldn't act like you. He's a perfect gentleman.
That Barnes followed you.
I despise fisticuffs.
Oh, Virginia, won't you give me a chance? Honest, I'm crazy about you. I can't sleep night or day thinking about you, and my brain's going around and around, and I get dizzy.
I'm not in the least interested. Oh,
there they are. Yoo-hoo! Virginia, it's gone.
Oh, yoo-hoo. Here they come. Always finding us.
Hello. We were overlooking at the goldfish pond. Boy, I'll bet you there's a million fish in there.
And they're real, too, honest. They're swimming all over.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Hey, Biff, there's that fella you had a fight with.
Biff, don't you start anything again.
I'm not starting anything.
I'm warning you, Biff Grimes.
I can keep my mouth shut, my hands to myself.
Oh, don't worry, Virginia. Biff knows how to handle them. Hey, it's some cutie you got there. You think she'd go out with somebody decent.
We're going. Come on, Biff. Come on, Amy.
You know, I could like that cutie myself. And I'd do more than just hold her little hand if she was out with me.
Come on now, I don't want to get in any fight.
Seth?
What was that last remark?
Huh?
That last remark?
What about a wise guy? What are you going to do?
Santa.
What for?
I want to see how hard I can knock you down.
Seth, you promised.
I don't care. I wouldn't let a remark like that go by.
He's cute. He doesn't know what to do.
All right, get up.
It's time. Look out, he's got a knife.
I'll shove it down his throat.
Nice in Avery's Park at night, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Haven't you seen Virginia?
No, no, not since the picnic.
Haven't you called her or anything?
No, no.
You were going to meet her here?
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
Oh, it's after 9 now.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Don't I know it?
If I ask you something, will you tell me?
What?
Do you love Virginia?
Well,
you don't have to tell me if you don't want to.
Well, yes. Yes, I love her. I guess maybe I got a little too crazy about her. It's sort of an ingrown pain. It starts in the pit of your stomach and works up to your neck and then it...
Quarter past 9. I guess Virginia isn't coming.
Yeah. Yep. Looks that way. Well... Sure is nice out here, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, sure is swell.
After a while, the moon will be up. Last night it was up early. Oh, there it is now.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Beautiful. This time of night, things seem still and quiet. Soon fall will be here. Trees will get bare. Then winter. I don't like winter.
No?
No. I get awfully lonesome when winter comes.
Well, you get lonesome, Amy?
Yes.
I know. I get lonesome, too.
Do you, Biff?
Yeah.
Where's Amy and Biff? Hi, Amy. Hello, Biff.
Oh, Snappy. What are you doing over here?
Just taking a walk. Guess you heard the news.
What news?
Ain't you heard?
Well, it depends on what news you heard.
Well, didn't you hear about Virginia?
Well, I...
She got married this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Married Hugo Barnstead. He's going to work for his uncle over in Toledo. Got a 12 job. He and the happy bride are leaving on the midnight. We're going to throw rice and everything. I hear they got a lower sleeper.
Oh. That's good. Wow. What do you know about that?
Well, guess I'll be running along.
All right, Snappy.
See, Biff, I'm sorry. It hurts, huh?
Oh, no, no, no. It's... I don't know. It's just I hope when Hugo climbs into that sleeper, he breaks his legs. That's...
Oh. Biff, that is nice.
All right, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't... You're the first person who ever made me take something back, too. You're the first. Well, say, Amy.
Yes, dear.
Well, there's no sense in two people being lonely in the winter, is there?
No, dear.
Well, then how about me being your steady?
Do you want to?
Yes, I do.
All right, dear.
All right. Well, gee, boy, it looks like there are a million stars out tonight. Well, all right, let's go. I'll walk as far as the gate with you, and then, Amy, I think I'm going to kiss you.
And these last days of summer, every bale. For what is more exhilarating than the feel of a clean, spanking breeze and the sting of icy spray as it fans back from a plunging bow? That's real refreshment. Pleasing to the senses like the brisk, clean action of Squibb Dental Cream. For the very instant Squibb Dental Cream touches your teeth and gums, its mint-frosted smoothness makes your mouth tingle and leaves it feeling pleasantly exhilarated. And you may look for a refreshing difference in your smile, too. For the velvety polishing agent in Squibb Dental Cream uncovers natural sparkles safely, without harming the most delicate tooth enamel, no matter how vigorously you brush. So, for a brighter smile, the mouth refreshed, use Squibb Dental Cream, one of the great family of Squibb products. Taste, feel, and see the refreshing difference.